Grace and peace to you from God our Creator, Jesus Christ, the one who calls us to repent, and the Holy Spirit who empowers us to do that. Amen. How easy it sometimes is to go about life taking things for granted and letting life pass us by. It's sometimes easy to let things that don't really satisfy us distract us away from what really matters in life, from being fruitful with our lives, being fruitful with the gifts that we've been given and the time that we've been given. Here we are in the middle of Lent, a season we began by being marked with a cross of ashes on our forehead and being reminded of our mortality as well as our need for God. With the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Working in a hospital provides many reminders of just how fragile and fleeting life can be. In the hospital, I regularly meet people who face life-changing illness. Some will ask why such suffering is happening to them. What have I done wrong? Is God punishing me? I also meet people who see the situations that brought them to the hospital as wake-up calls. They recognize that now is a good time to change one's life or to do things just a little differently. One I met recently had faced several challenges in a row and each time tried to learn from the challenge. And read into that challenges a need to initiate changes in how she lives. Yet at the same time expressed feeling blessed in spite of those challenges. I meet those for whom there is nothing more the doctors can do to cure them. One such person shared that she is most satisfied or happy when she can help others. And it is that that gets her up every morning. She believes that if you help others, they will help you. In other words, the blessing will come back to you. This person who has lived her life putting others first now depends on others to help her as she faces her mortality. As she struggles to live each day fully as she is able, while hoping for a place and time where there will be no more pain or suffering. She has only more recently come to believe in God. Her prayer right now to God is about time. Please tell me, God, exactly how much time I have. Not just a ballpark figure, but exact time, so I can plan accordingly. But of course, that's not ours to know, just how much time we have. In the gospel, Jesus urges repentance in the here and now, rather than tomorrow. Because today may be all that we have. I meet staff who have become complacent about their daily work and care until a particular situation hits really close to home. And they, like some of the patients they care for, are startled or shaken out of their complacency to realize just how fleeting life is. Indeed, whatever time we have is limited. Jesus' imperative to us is repent, Turn around. See the life you have in the world before you differently, with new eyes. Life, as we have it, is a gift. So let's refocus on making the most of whatever time we have by caring for others, by caring for the world. To be about making the world a better place. For there is certainly plenty of need, plenty of hunger and thirst for things like justice and peace, the basics for survival, meaning, purpose, community, and love. For the things that really matter in life. God repeatedly seeks us out, calls us back, gives us second chance after second chance. It matters how we live our lives. It matters what we do with the time we have. And like the gardener who pleaded for the landowner to spare the barren fig tree yet another year, God is patient with us. God does not give up on us or abandon us, but rather nurtures us through others along the way and through our experiences. So what will we do with whatever time we have? If we are complacent, if we do not change our orientation or do not repent, the end will come for us, just like it did for Pilate's victims or those caught in the collapse of the Siloam Tower. We will be caught off guard, and it might be too late to choose life, to live a life that bears good fruit. So I ask you to think about how you have been nurtured to the present time by the persistent and caring gardener. Who is it that has accompanied and nurtured you on your journey? What gifts and blessings have helped you grow and shaped you to be who you are today? With the one life you have to live, how will you use the gifts that have nurtured you and the gifts you've been given in a way that bears fruit, in a way that cares for God's people, rather than allowing those gifts and blessings to be squandered away? To what mission and purpose is each of us being called? When you feel separated from God, disconnected, maybe abandoned, remember that there is one who cares, one who wants to buy you yet another year rather than give up on you. There really is no gift like the present. Hear the urgency of Jesus' call to repentance, to turn around and refocus our lives towards God. Jesus has been en route to Jerusalem, all the while teaching his disciples and other followers. He told other parables, like the story about the rich fool who wanted to tear down the one barn and build bigger ones for his bumper crop, and then sit back and have a party. Then there's the one about keeping your lamp lit and being watchful and ready. Jesus intimated in today's gospel that those he was with just didn't get it. They were clueless when it came to reading the signs of the times. And some of them objected. They asked about Pilate's slaughter of some Galileans. Jesus responded with these questions. Did they perish because they were worse sinners than other Galileans? Or those who died in the tower collapse, were they worse offenders than others in Jerusalem? Questions we might ask today: are the bad things that happen to us our fault? Do we deserve them? Certainly, the things we do and the choices we make impact others as well as have consequences. Bad choices can lead to tragedy or to tragic situations, and sin can cause tragedy, or tragedy is a result of sin. That bad things happen to us does not mean we are any worse than other sinners or that tragedy is a punishment for our sin. No one is more or less deserving of God's grace. We all fall short. But that grace abounds and is always there for us when our lives go astray or in less fruitful directions. God's grace, boundless as it is the key. So turn around and see life anew. Attend to the things that really matter, caring for one another and for the world, whether it's globally, locally, or personally. Violence, abuse, and domination are not the way. Jesus' way calls us to walk with each other through the valley, to walk with each other as we all face the reality of suffering and death in the world. There is a world hungering for that which satisfies, hungering for life. We all need God, yet we all have experienced separation at one time or another. Can we be better companions on the journey than we have been in the past? Can we be better companions to ourselves than we have been in the past? Choose life, and now, not tomorrow. Hear the invitation put to those long in exile, those who don't even remember their homeland. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. The daily headlines may scream at and certainly trouble us, especially in this election year. We may be overwhelmed by them, discouraged by them, or even convinced that the world is going down the tubes. We might be inclined to cast judgment or blame others. But wait. Those headlines are yet another reminder, a wake-up call, that there is such great need in the world, a cry for hope as bad things happen and darkness abounds. We don't have to look far to see where we might redirect our lives using the gifts that we have to bear fruit. Wake up. Repent. The time is now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Let us be about God's work of bearing fruit today to a world that hungers and thirsts for hope and meaning in the midst of chaos and suffering. Just as God has nurtured us and showered us with mercy and grace, let us nurture others so that they too might live. Amen.